Just before the show started today, we had a chance to visit with Brian Enten, the News Nation reporter in Florida who's following the search for Brian Laundrie. We asked him where he is and what's happening.
So we are still in North Port, Florida. We're outside the Laundrie family house right now, just waiting to see if there's any action today. It was interesting over the weekend. The FBI were back at Brian Laundrie's parents' house, kind of came out of nowhere. We were out here. A black SUV pulled up. Several agents went to the door just for about 3 minutes, walked away with a small box, and we later learned they were taking some of Brian's possessions for what the lawyer called DNA matching.
I would imagine that there'd be ample DNA in his possession of her and vice versa, since they were a couple living together. I wonder what that's going to lend to the investigation.
Yeah, we were wondering about that, too, because they already did a search warrant where they took box after box of evidence about a week ago, and for them to come back and need a specific item. But we're told it could possibly be two things. Number one, perhaps it has something to do with Gabby's autopsy. They're looking to compare something maybe under her fingernails or something like that. And number two, it's possible they may have found something like a piece of clothing or something at the reserve where they're searching for Laundrie, and they may need to match the DNA on that.
And where exactly is the search? Last we spoke to you, you were describing a swampy area. Is that still where they are?
Yeah, that's still the area. They must have some intel because they haven't given up out there. They were out there all weekend long, and we're told the plan is for them to be out there again today. That swamp, it's called the Carlton Reserve. It's 24,000 acres. The issue, John, though, is that it's been raining a lot over the weekend, so it's extremely flooded. So late last night, the police told us that's really been their biggest challenge, sort of getting into some of these hard-to-reach areas because there's so much water right now.
One wonders if we're going to find him alive. Is there any word from his family about his possible whereabouts or well-being?
No, they are not talking. We've been outside the house. They haven't come out at all. They've been inside the house all weekend long. From what we know, they're still not really cooperating with the police, although they did provide that that DNA sample yesterday. Nothing new from the family at this point.
It just seems to me like it would be difficult for him to survive. You described the swampy areas filled with alligators and snakes. It's not hospitable. It's a swamp.
Yeah, and, people who know Brian Laundrie have said, he is an outdoorsman. He's very adaptable to the outdoors. He's into camping. So it is possible that he would have what it takes to survive living outside at a small campsite or something like that. I've been out to that reserve. It's hot. There's bugs. Like I said, there's rainstorms every day. It is hard to imagine that someone could be sustaining themselves out there.
Any possibility that he's escaped to some other area?
Absolutely. There's a whole theory that, it's possible. Parents led the police on a wild goose chase to this reserve because the parents are the ones who said that Brian went hiking there. And there's a whole contingent of people that wonder, did the parents just try to divert the police, and could Brian really be anywhere at this point?
Refresh my memory. Where was he last seen?
So we have to go by what the parents say, and the police say they're still trying to corroborate their story. But according to the parents, he was last seen last Tuesday when he told the parents he was going on a hike at that wildlife reserve.
One other thing about this story, and I'm sure you're well aware of it, too, the longer we all are fascinated by the Gabby Petito death and Brian Laundrie's disappearance, the more there is conversation about missing white woman syndrome. Is your reporting reflecting on that in any way? Are people talking about that in Florida?
Absolutely. And at News Nation, we are going to start a new series called Missing in America to really shed light on missing people that are not getting coverage, because every former FBI agent I've interviewed, even police officers I've interviewed, all say the same thing. Look, this is happening all the time. This is happening basically every day where people go missing and they just don't get the coverage. I think Gabby Petito has obviously, really people are very interested because she was on social media and sort of all the circumstances of her case and the way it's played out. But yeah, absolutely. These other cases need coverage. I'm really happy that News Nation has made the commitment now to have this new series.
And then the problem becomes, I think that's a smart way to do it. So, in fact, just carve out time to regularly tell people about people that are missing. We'll probably discover that a lot of them are people of color, too, much more so than our fascination with missing blonde-haired white women.
Absolutely. I mean, for sure. And indigenous people, too. And, yeah. and people of all, you know, races and ethnicities. And it, you know, just covering this story on Twitter, I mean, the amount of messages I've gotten from people and families who have missing loved ones that are not getting the attention they deserve has really been unbelievable. Getting the messages about domestic violence, I mean, people in awful relationships and situations. I mean, I think that this story can hopefully really do some good and expose a lot of other issues in our society and hopefully bring light to other missing persons cases.
I wonder if it'll inform police officers too, because when you go back and watch that stop in Utah, you see a young girl who was crying, apologizing for the fact that her boyfriend hit her. Some people are now Monday morning quarterbacking that and saying it's clearly this is an abusive relationship. This is what it looks like. I had some sympathy for the cops at the time because they didn't know what we do. But I think, if nothing else, this is shedding light on that.
And it's easy to Monday morning quarterback, especially when it comes to police. And I can only imagine what those officers must be thinking right now and going through. And I'm sure, I mean, that can't be easy. But it was interesting, John, over the on Sunday was Gabby Petito's memorial in New York. And her father gave a speech about how he wanted Gabby's legacy to live on. And one of the things he said was, you know, for everybody in the whole world watching, you know, if you are in a relationship that is no good, just get out now. And I mean, that really struck me. And I really think, you know, that hopefully women and men in bad relationships can, you know, learn from this whole situation.
Okay, Brian, so you and a whole bunch of other satellite trucks, I guess, are parked out there just waiting to hear more, huh?
Yeah, we're waiting. I mean, actually, I was just a little distracted because a few police officers just showed up. There's been some protesters out here again this morning with bullhorns. They basically shout at the house bright and early every hour on the hour, you know, come out, justice for Gabby, why aren't you cooperating with the police? So it seems that the cops are back here again to sort of tone them down, because as you can imagine, the neighbors aren't exactly pleased.
Brian Enten reporting on News Nation from Florida, visiting with us just before the show started today. He could not join us live.